由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are glad you tuned in.
我们很开心你今天收听天路导向。
We are about to go into the second part of a series of messages on the life of the Apostle Paul.
从今天开始，我们将要分享使徒保罗生命见证系列的第二讲。
We are calling it Looking Up When Life Knocks You Down.
我们将它称为当你生命遭遇挫折的时候，你仍然要举目仰望。
And I want to begin by asking you this question.
在开始的时候，我想问你一条问题。
Do you know the difference between pigeons and dove?
就是不知道你知不知道白鸽和普通我们叫做鸽子的分别呢？
Pigeons are of the same family as doves and they look like doves.
其实普通的鸽子和白鸽是同一个家族来的，但是他们看起上来都好像白鸽的。
But they are very different.
可惜他们是不一样的。
It is not an accident that the Holy Spirit was symbolized with a dove.
我们不是随意这样说，哎，白鸽就代表圣灵了，不是这样的。
It is not an accident that when Jesus went into the River Jordan to be baptized,
耶稣在约旦河里面受洗的时候
，That God the Holy Spirit appeared in a symbol of a dove to testify that Jesus is God's beloved Son.
圣灵用白鸽的方式显现都不是偶然的，他是为了去证明耶稣就是上帝的爱子。
Pigeons are the look-alike of doves.
灰鸽即是普通的鸽子，个样好像白鸽。
Pigeons are the counterfeits of doves.
灰鸽就好像白鸽的仿制品一样，但是就不同颜色。
The same thing happens in the Christian faith.
同样的事情其实在基督教的信仰里面经常都发生的。
Pigeon religion is a counterfeit of the Holy Spirit.
灰鸽的信仰就是圣灵的仿造品一样。
Let me explain what I mean.
让我解释给你听，不是很不喜欢的灰鸽、啊、只不过是解释用来做一个的、比喻。
Those who proclaim a message that is inconsistent with the word of God,
有些人所讲的信息和上帝的话语不是很符合的。
You have to conclude that this is a pigeon religion.
你可以说它叫做灰鸽信仰。
Let me give you some more examples so you will understand what I'm trying to tell you.
让我为你举多少少的例子，让你明白究竟我想讲的嘢是乜嘢。
Those who display bitterness and anger and resentment in their lives are practicing what?
我想问你，在他的生命里面，如果表现出苦毒、愤怒、仇恨的人，究竟他在这里实践着什么嘢的信仰呢？
Pigeon religion.
不就是灰鸽信仰咯。
Those who are involved in malice, fraud, lying, and unethical business practices are practicing what?
那些涉及恶意诈骗、虚假不道德商业行为的人，究竟实践着什么信仰呢？
Pigeon religion.
灰鸽信仰咯。
Those who cannot get involved in anything unless they control it and manipulate it are practicing what?
那些不让他掌控，不让他操纵，就什么都不做事的人，他在这里实践着什么信仰呢？
Pigeon religion.
不就是灰鸽信仰咯。
Christians who are covetous and greedy and discontented are practicing what?
那些嫉妒、贪婪、不满足的基督徒，他在这里实践着什么信仰呢？
Pigeon religion.
就是灰鸽信仰了。
Christians who are into all sorts of immorality are practicing what?
那些作出各种不道德的行为的基督徒在实践着什么的信仰呢？
Pigeon religion.
仍然都是灰鸽的信仰。
It is not surprising that the Apostle Paul stressed the fact that true believers are not to grieve the Holy Spirit.
所以我们一点都不奇怪，为什么使徒保罗要在这里强调灰鸽信仰和真正的信仰有什么不同呢？原来真正的信仰是不会让圣灵去担忧的。
I want to explain the word grieve so that you will understand what I mean.
我想在节目里面和大家分享什么是忧伤呢？
If you imagine that somebody yells at a beautiful little child.
那请你想一下一幅这样的图画有个很漂亮的小妹妹跟着有个人对着她大叫。
What happens out of his or her grieving process?
咁你话呢个小朋友嘅忧伤系点样表达出嚟呢？
You see that the chin starts shaking.
你会见到佢个下巴开始震啊。
And tears start coming.
佢嘅眼泪开始流啊。
And then they run away from the situation.
最尾佢就会跑离开咗个现场。
That's what grieving the Holy Spirit does.
我想话俾你听，圣灵忧伤嘅过程亦都系一样噶。
When a person habitually sins,
当一个人习惯性咁样去犯罪嘅时候
，they are grieving the Holy Spirit, and the dove will fly away.
佢哋让到圣灵忧伤嘅时候，白鸽就会飞走啦。
It doesn't mean that they lose their salvation.
呢个并唔代表佢系失去咗救恩。
But they have grieved the Holy Spirit.
但是他们却让圣灵感到忧伤。
A pigeon does not grieve very easily, but a dove does.
我想告诉你，灰鸽呢，它不会经常忧伤的，但是白鸽会了。
A dove does not adjust to its environment.
白鸽通常都不会因为环境而改变，例如天黑一点，那白鸽仍然是白的嘛。
But a pigeon does.
但是灰鸽是会的。
Dove religion does not adjust to sin.
其实白鸽信仰是不会对罪去妥协的。
But a pigeon can easily be enticed by any sorts of food that you throw their way.
但是灰鸽就会很容易被你所订的少少食物所引诱。
The dove is not manipulated or fooled.
白鸽是不会被操纵和愚弄的。
But pigeons are both intrusive and obtrusive.
但是灰鸽却经常会搅扰其他人，会勉强其他人。
A dove is a gentleman.
白鸽其实是一位绅士来的。
Pigeons fight each other all the time.
但是灰鸽却是经常互相争斗。
But doves do not.
白鸽就不会这样了。
Pigeons are territorial and very defensive.
灰鸽是不愿意其他人去入侵它的领域，经常都在防备着。
But doves will only dwell in peace and serenity.
但是白鸽总是生活在安静和和平之中的。
Why am I taking time to draw the distinction between pigeons and doves?
那你说你怎么浪费这么多时间在说什么白鸽什么灰鸽啊？
Because so many can grieve the Holy Spirit of God and replace him with pigeon religion.
原来这个世界上面是有太多人让到圣灵忧伤，并且用灰鸽的信仰来取代圣灵。
But they think that they are walking with God.
但是那个时候他们仍然认为自己是与上帝同行的。
Have you ever wondered why pigeons walk funny?
你有没有想过为什么灰鸽行路的样子很滑稽啊？
A pigeon walks funny because it cannot see while it's moving.
因为他行的时候是永远都看不清楚他的方向。
The pigeon has to bring its head to a complete stop before it's able to see where it's going.
而当灰鸽要看清楚方向的时候，他一定要让自己的头完全这样静下来。
And when you are into pigeon religion,
而当你处在这个灰鸽的信仰的状态里面，
you will have a hard time seeing where you're going.
你将会很难看清楚到自己前面的方向。
And consequently, your Christian life will be a series of stops and starts.
那最后，你的基督徒生活将会出现一连串又停又行又停又行，反反复复。
Not so with dove religion.
但是白鸽的信仰就不一样了。
When you are conscious of not grieving the Holy Spirit,
当你刻意咁样唔让圣灵去忧伤嘅时候
，When you are conscious of pleasing the Holy Spirit of God,
当你要去刻意咁样取悦于圣灵嘅时候
，When you are conscious of the Holy Spirit's leadership in your life,
当你好注意圣灵喺你生命里头嘅引导嘅时候
，Your life will not be a series of stops and starts.
你的生活就不会出现那些又停又走又停又走反反复复。
But it will be like what the Bible said, it moves from one point of glory into another.
而是会好似圣经所讲咁样，喺荣耀里面步步前行。
Please turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 13.
如果你有圣经的话，请你同我一起翻开圣经的《使徒行传》第十三章。
Here we find a pattern for true awakening of the Holy Spirit.
在《使徒行传》第十三章里面，我们见到圣灵是让人觉悟的真实模式。
Not an imitation of the Spirit's awakening.
这种圣灵的更新不是扮出来的。
And I have three things to tell you about practicing dove religion.
而今日我就要话俾大家听三点嘅方法，点样去实践呢种白鸽式嘅信仰。
The first thing is that there has to be an unconditional surrender to the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
第一就系你必须无条件咁样降服喺圣灵嘅主权之下。
Verses 1-13.
系第一节到第十三节噶。
Secondly, there has to be unwillingness to sugarcoat biblical truth.
第二，就是我们必须有一种态度，就是抗拒那些用糖衣包装出来的圣经真理。
Verses 14-42.
第14-42节。
And thirdly, there has to be an uncompromising steadfastness in the face of opposition.
第三，就是面对敌对势力，一定要有一种不妥协的坚定立场。
Verses
50-52.
First, unconditional surrender to the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
咁我哋喺度首先讲下一种无条件降服喺圣灵嘅主权之下，究竟系乜嘢
？The church in Antioch was a church that was totally submissive to the authority of the Holy Spirit.
喺安提柯嘅教会呢，系一个完全信服圣灵主权嘅教会。
They were not enslaved to worldly business practices.
他们的活动不是受制于世俗商业的利益的。
They were not into manipulating people's emotions.
他们也不利用人的感情的。
In fact, verse 2 of chapter 13 says,
事实上在第十三章第二节那里说,
that while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting,
当他们侍奉上帝去禁食的时候,
They were not even ministering to themselves.
他们不是侍奉着他们自己啊。
They were not ministering to one another.
他们又不是彼此侍奉着。
They were ministering to the Lord in adoration.
他们是因为敬爱，所以侍奉他们的主。
While they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit spoke and said,
他们侍奉主去禁食的时候，圣灵就说了，
Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work.
要为我分派巴拿巴同埋扫罗去作我照佢哋所作嘅工作。
Look at verse 3 of Acts 13.
嗱，让我哋一齐嚟睇下第三节十三章第三节《使徒行传》。
After they heard the Holy Spirit clearly spoke, they fasted some more.
当佢哋清楚咁样听到圣灵嘅声音之后，佢哋就继续禁食。
They prayed some more.
他们更多的祷告。
And then they commissioned Paul and Barnabas to go.
然后他们就差派保罗和巴拿巴出去。
Please listen carefully to me, my listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心去听我讲嘢。
The reason they were able to hear the Holy Spirit's voice.
为什么他们能够听到圣灵的声音呢？
Is because they were surrendered to the Holy Spirit.
原来是因为他们向圣灵降服啊。
And because they were surrendered to the Holy Spirit,
而因为他们向圣灵降服,
they were able to obey the Holy Spirit.
他们就懂得去服从圣灵的指引。
And therefore, the Holy Spirit then sent him out to serve him.
从而圣灵才能够差派他们出去侍奉上帝。
And they ministered in the power of the Holy Spirit, not their clever ingenuity.
他们是靠着圣灵的能力来服侍的，而不是靠着自己的聪明才智。
How do we know that?
你说我怎样知道这些事呢？
When they got into Cyprus, they went there not because they thought it was a good idea.
当他们去到塞浦路斯的时候，并不是因为他觉得去那里很好，或者有什么的原因。
No, they went there on the authority of the Holy Spirit.
绝对不是，他们是靠着圣灵的权柄去的。
Because the Holy Spirit already wanted to be manifested among the people of Cyprus.
因为圣灵想要在塞浦路斯的百姓里面彰显他的荣耀。
And we are told that when they got into Paphos,
我们发现当他们一起去到帕弗的时候，
there was a sorcerer by the name of Bar Jesus.
有一个的做法术搞法术的人，他叫做巴耶稣啊。
This man was mesmerizing people with his magic.
这个巴耶稣呢，他就是用他的法术去迷惑百姓。
Paul, who was surrendered to the authority of the Holy Spirit,
但是保罗作为一个信服在圣灵的主权之下的人，
was able to blind that man for a time.
他能够让到这个人短暂失明。
Listen to me, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你去听我讲嘢。
When you have unconditionally surrendered to the leadership of the Holy Spirit,
当你是无条件信服圣灵的带领的时候，
you will be able to discern.
你就会有真正的分辨能力。
You will discern deception from truth.
你懂得分乜嘢系真理，乜嘢系谎言。
This magician's name was the son of Jesus or by Jesus, but in reality, Paul said, he was the son of the devil.
这个术士的名叫巴耶稣，巴耶稣，个巴就是说耶稣之子的名，但是保罗将他称为魔鬼之子。
Even the Roman governor of the area turned to the Lord.
甚至连这个地区的罗马官员都归向了上帝。
Because he saw these men exercise the power of the Holy Spirit in front of him.
因为他亲眼见到这些人在他面前行了圣灵的大能。
So the first condition for genuine Holy Spirit awakening is an unconditional surrender to the Holy Spirit of God.
所以真正的圣灵更新的第一个条件，就是要无条件地降服在圣灵的主权之下。
Secondly, there has to be an unwillingness to sugarcoat biblical truth.
第二，我们一定要有一种态度，就是抗拒那些用糖衣包装的圣经真理。
Many people today want to downplay biblical truth.
今天有很多人想淡化圣经的真理。
Some of them are embarrassed about the biblical truth.
有很多人以圣经的真理为耻啊。
There are some who are embarrassed about the truth of hell.As a place that is prepared for those who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们讲到地狱是为了那些拒绝主耶稣的人预备的，有一些人却是为这些事实感到尴尬。
But only willingness not to sugarcoat biblical truth will bring about the Holy Spirit's awakening.
但是只有下定决心不用糖衣去包装圣经的真理的人，才能够从圣灵里头得着真正的觉悟。
If you read this passage from Acts very carefully,
如果你很仔细地去读使徒行传里面这一段的经文，
you will see that Paul knew that the task ahead would be difficult.
保罗是知道自己前面所肩负的使命和他要去面对的挑战是困难的。
Paul knew that when he shows them from the word of God that the Old Testament prophecies are fulfilled in Jesus,
保罗一早就知道，当他用上帝的话语告诉这群人听，旧约的预言已经应验在耶稣身上的时候，
They are not going to like it.
这群人根本就不喜欢听他讲话。
He knew that the ones who have rejected the resurrected Messiah are not going to easily accept what Paul said.
保罗亦都知道那些拒绝复活的弥赛亚的人是不会轻易接受他所讲的东西。
But nonetheless, he refused to sugarcoat biblical truth.
但是他仍然不肯去用糖衣去包装圣经的真理。
Paul knew that these leaders had waited for so long for the Messiah to come.
保罗知道呢啲咁样嘅领袖系等待弥赛亚嚟到好耐好耐啦。
He knew that they were anticipating the Messiah would be from the line of David.
佢亦都知道佢哋期待呢位弥赛亚系出自大卫嘅后裔。
But that's all they knew.
但系佢哋净系知道咁多啫。
Because their idea was that this Messiah was going to have earthly power just like King David.
我想告诉你们，他们想象中的这位弥赛亚就会好像大卫王一样拥有这个世界上面的权势。
Their preconceived idea of the Messiah was that he is going to be a military hero and a conqueror.
因为他们所想象中的弥赛亚就是先入为主观念的弥赛亚，应该是一位战场上面的征服者和英雄。
And they allowed their preconceived ideas of the Messiah to cause them to reject the real one when he came.
所以当真正的弥赛亚来到的时候，他们却因为这种先入为主的方法去拒绝了他。
But that did not deter Paul from proclaiming Jesus as the fulfillment of the old covenant.
但是这个不能够阻止保罗宣扬耶稣基督就是旧约圣经预言的那一位。
First, unconditional surrender to the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
我们发现第一样东西我们看到的就是要无条件信服圣灵的主权。
Secondly, unwillingness to sugarcoat biblical truth.
第二就是拒绝糖衣拿来包装圣经的真理。
Thirdly, uncompromising steadfastness in the face of opposition.
第三，就是当我们面对敌对的势力的时候，一定不可以妥协。
Whenever the Holy Spirit is obeyed,
无论何时，当我们信服了圣灵之后，
whenever there is proclamation of biblical truth,
无论何时，圣经里面的真理被宣扬出去的时候，
there will always be two distinct responses.
一定会引起两种不同的回应的。
Those who believe and thus became saved,
一种就是相信因而得救。
And those who reject and fight and thus sign their own eternal death.
一种就是拒绝并且敌对，等于就是为自己的永死签了名了。
And you see this very clearly in Acts chapter 13.
而我们就可以在使徒行传第13章里面清楚看到这一点的。
You see that some people were delighted to hear God's message.
你看到有些人是乐于听到上帝的声音。
But some religious leaders threw Paul and Barnabas out of town.
但是有些宗教领袖却是将保罗和巴拿巴逐出城外。
What did Paul do?
究竟保罗做了什么呢?
He shook the dust off his feet, just like Jesus told the disciples to do.
他只是蹬走了脚上面的尘土，好像耶稣教导他门徒所做的事。
When Paul and Barnabas shook the dust off their feet,
当保罗和巴拿巴蹬走他脚上面的尘土的时候，
They were saying to these religious leaders who would not believe,
他们等于是对这些不信的宗教领袖在说着，
We consider you to be worse than pagans.
哇，你们还衰过异教徒啊。
Now you cannot get any stronger condemnation than this.
可能人永远都听不到比这句说话更加严厉的责罚。
But in this day and age, we have this false idea that says that we must not call anyone wrong.
但是今日我们社会的教导刚刚相反，我们经常都说你不要说谁错，没有对和错的。
That loving sinners means that we never tell them that they are sinners and they desperately need Jesus.
咁爱罪人系咪即系要被理解成我哋唔应该话俾人哋听你系罪人，你要耶稣救你？
Now we have this idea that loving sinners means that we must not only accept them, but also accept their sin as well.
今日我哋对爱罪人嘅理解就系话，我哋唔单止接纳佢嘅人，仲要接纳埋佢嘅罪。
But that's not biblical love.
但系呢样嘢唔系圣经里头教导我哋所谓嘅爱。
Because according to verse 48 of Acts 13,
因为根据使徒行传第十三章第四十八节。
Only the preaching of biblical truth will bring those who have been appointed unto salvation to Jesus Christ.
只有讲述圣经嘅真理嘅人，先至能够将人带到去耶稣基督面前。
My listening friend, please listen carefully as I conclude.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，如果你想获得救恩，请你喺结束之前系留心听我讲。
There may be a person listening to us today and says, "I've always been good."
可能有啲听紧今日节目嘅朋友，你会话我不嬲都几好噶。
I have tried to live a good life.
嗱，我以前一路努力做良善嘅人，做过一个良善嘅生活。
And I always thought that I would make it to heaven.
我成日都觉得我翻到天堂噶噃。
But you have never come into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
但系今日你从来冇同耶稣基督建立过关系。
Perhaps you have never come to the realization.That you are a sinner by birth and a sinner by practice.
或者你从来都冇意识到，你生出嚟就系一个罪人，一个罪人，并且生活喺其中，你仍然都系一个罪人。
And that you are heading for hell without Jesus's payment for the wages of your sins.
如果冇耶稣基督为你嘅罪付上咗代价，你继续行紧去地狱。
But today you can repent of your sins and receive forgiveness and salvation.
但是今日你可以获得嗰个罪嘅赦免，希望你今日快啲去悔改，接受上帝嘅宽恕同埋救恩。
You can receive eternal life that Jesus made possible when he hung on the cross 2,000 years ago.
当耶稣喺二千年前被钉在十字架上面嘅成就。佢系帮助咗你，让你相信之后就能够获得永恒嘅生命。
Will you accept his invitation?
你今日愿唔愿意接受耶稣基督对你嘅邀请啊
？It is our prayer that you will.
希望你系愿意，我哋亦都会时常为你祷告噶。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
希望你能够上到我哋良友电台嘅网站www.liangyou.net 同我哋分享喺天路导向里面，你可以留言俾我万峰或者俾麦克牧师噶。喺度愿上帝大大赐福俾你，伴你同行，使你一生揾到真正嘅信仰，并且识得向上仰望，见到上帝对你嘅照顾同埋上帝嘅爱。再见。